This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, the Vancouver Giants are set to add to their Ring of Honor this weekend. As current Montreal Canadiens forward Brendan Gallagher will be honored for his time as a Giant. He'll join us shortly. The WHL CIS Graduate of the Month is former Medicine Hat Tiger Sean Ringrose, now with the University of Alberta. He'll stop by. And this year's winner of the WHL's Distinguished Service Award, Dennis Coates of Kamloops, will be our guest. He was one of the most tenacious and hardworking players in Vancouver Giants history. This weekend, Brendan Gallagher goes up on the Giants' Ring of Honor. Voice of the Giants, Brendan Batchelor, spoke with this weekend's guest of honor.
We'll start off by getting your thoughts on going into the Ring of Honor and what should be a pretty special night on Saturday.
Yeah, it will be special. Special for sure, obviously. The Giants kind of gave me my first shot. They drafted me, and I grew up in that organization watching games. Even before I was drafted and going to games with my dad, and it was always a dream of mine to play for the team and put on that jersey and to be able to spend four great years there and the organization treated me the way they did. It'll be a special night for sure, and something that'll be pretty cool.
And joining some other names in the Ring of Honor, when you look at the likes of Milan Lucic and other guys that have gone on to the NHL level, so pretty special in that sense as well?
Yeah, a lot of guys that definitely helped face the Vancouver Giant identity and what they're about today, and a lot of guys that I watched before, some guys that I played with and had the opportunity to be around, and great players. So it's definitely an honor to be mentioned in with names like that. And one thing in common with all of us is we all enjoyed playing for the Vancouver Giants. We all really appreciate what they did for us.
What do you think the most important thing you learned with the Giants at the WHL level was that has maybe served you well in your transition to the National Hockey League?
I think they get you ready to be a professional and play professional hockey. That's their goal. They want to groom you and make sure that each year you're improving and you're understanding what you need to do to get better individually as a hockey player and also as a person and get ready for the real world. So that's what I felt when I did graduate from junior hockey and I went on to pros. I was able to make the jump to the National Hockey League maybe quicker than other guys because of what the Vancouver Giants did for me and how they groomed me and took care of me and really brought me up and taught me the proper way to do things. And I really am fortunate and I'm benefiting from that very much today.
And that Don Hay mentality of a hard-checking, hard-working team must have rubbed off on you as well, obviously, as it has in your play at both levels.
Yeah, for sure. I was, those are habits that stick with you. And with Don, you have to play that way or you're not going to play. And you realize early that if you play that way, he'll reward you and you'll get on the ice and you'll be able to contribute to the team's success. And that was something that stuck with me. It's part of my game now. It's a habit in each game. You take care of your own end, you play a 200-foot game, and you do whatever's best for the team.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
One of the hottest players in the WHL is also the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Sam Reinhart of the Kootenay Ice picks up the weekly honor after recording 3 goals and 8 assists for 11 points in 3 ice victories. Meanwhile, 31 former WHL players are representing their country in the men's hockey tournament at the Winter Olympics in Sochi. 9 of the 12 Olympic hockey nations have a WHL graduate on the roster. Canada leads the way with 8 graduates, including Ryan Getzlaff, Duncan Keith, and Shea Weber, who helped Canada win gold back in the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver. Slovakia also features 8 WHL grads, including Norris Trophy winner Zdeno Chara of the Boston Bruins, as well as brothers Marian and Marcel Hossa, who both played with the Portland Winterhawks.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Medicine Hat Tiger for 2 seasons, Sean Ringrose is the WHL Graduate of the Month, the 5th-year player for the University of Alberta Golden Bears, now in his final semester towards a degree in physical education.
It's been a good month for the team. We've been pretty successful so far, and it's a good thing for us heading into playoffs here, so we want to keep that trend rolling here.
You know, in January, you had 6 goals, 8 assists for 14 points in just 7 games. You didn't lose any of those games in regulation, going 6-0-1. How good do you think your team is? I know you're filled with former WHL alumni players and graduates. Are you good to be stacked up against the rest of the nation?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a great team this year. It's probably the deepest team I've had since I've been a part of the program here, and Ian's done a great job with the program here, and we feel like we're peaking at the right time heading into playoffs, and so we feel like this could be a real successful year for us.
Your Medicine Hat Tigers days there for two seasons, 2007 to 2009, some good teams there too in Medicine Hat. Tell me what the WHL did playing-wise to prepare you for what you're doing now and for the rest of your life.
I feel like I developed a lot during my time in Medicine Hat, and big credit for that is to a coaching staff there. Willie Desjardins does a great job, and Sean Clouston there, and Darren Kruger. All three of those guys really helped me out throughout my my time there, and carried a lot of my development in my late junior years, and just being there and learning from those guys. I mean, like you said, we had some great teams there. I was fortunate enough to also play with a couple great players, a few of which who went on to be National Hockey League players, and also learned a lot from playing with those guys too.
And word is you're keeping your options open. I mean, maybe even a look at pro hockey, which is completely, you know, not out of the realm. We've seen that a lot. Maybe a shot at pro hockey once you finished up your degree.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I'm keeping my options open. If something happens to come up in Europe throughout the summer, that'd be great. And I guess the other option is for me to continue my schooling. I've also applied to a couple grad schools and looking at possibly doing a master's in sports psychology. So not only a future here been set up in hockey, but there's also options to keep going in school as well.
Well, that's great stuff, both on and off the ice from Sean Ringrose. Sean, appreciate your time here for WHL this week. Congratulations on being named the WHL Men's Hockey Graduate for January.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
This year's WHL Distinguished Service Award went to Dennis Coates of Kamloops for his work with the WHL dating back to 1971. Kamloops Blazers' long relationship with the WHL was born and continues today, much in part to his dedication and leadership over the past 40 years. Hey, 40 years behind the scenes as a WHL builder in Kamloops, so what does it mean for you to be recognized in this way?
Well, it's indeed an honor to be recognized by the board of the Western Hockey League. My first involvement with the league was back in the 70s as a partner in the Calgary Centennials Hockey Club with a fellow named Scotty Monroe, who's sort of an icon, and sure. My involvement continued from there.
Dennis, really, I mean, you mentioned names, Scotty Monroe. You know, you were also involved in a transfer of an ownership from Peter Pocklington. I mean, really, you go back a few years here, don't you?
Well, the first one I was involved in with Scotty was actually when we bought the hockey club called the Vancouver Nats from Nat Bailey in Vancouver. And we moved it to Kamloops because that was sort of the purpose of the whole thing, sold it to a local group. And it survived here in Memorial Arena, but ultimately got moved to Seattle, which is the current Seattle franchise, just because the economics of running a team in a small arena were not there. And the next venture, I was part of a group, included Andy Klochuk and others in town, where we followed up a lead I had that the New Westminster Bruins Hockey Club, which was run by my friend Ernie McLean, it ended up being owned by a different family and then ultimately being owned by Mr. Pocklington, who owned the Edmonton Oilers at the time, and he was looking for a home, and that's how it ended up in Kamloops, and it was a real community effort to get it there.
Dennis, one thing we talked about when you won the award was the fact that you played an integral part in passing over the franchise from community-owned to privately owned. And at the time, you talked about how the way it was done, you know, is really maybe the model that other teams could follow in a similar process.
I agree. It is a model, in my opinion. Others may disagree with me, but and there was a considerable controversy at the time between those on the board of directors, which included me, as to whether it should happen or not. But I think ultimately, just because the monies involved in the Western Hockey League franchises are becoming so high that they've exceeded the probably safety zone of a community-owned team like Lethbridge or Prince Albert or Swift Current, I would think that what happened here does become a model where team was sold for approximately $7.5 million. We had a guarantee it would stay in town. The $7.5 million got invested and is currently shells out somewhere in excess of $300,000 a year to community sports groups in the town under the direction of our executive director, Bob Smiley. And so we have the value of the franchise who being utilized to support groups in town, and we have great ownership group who have both money and enthusiasm and skills to carry out the next phase of the Kamloops Blazers progress in the Western Hockey League.
Dennis, Vice President of Hockey for the WHL, Richard Dirksen, was there in Kamloops for the ceremony. You didn't get a chance to speak that night, but anything you want to say about receiving this award?
Well, although we were kidding around after the presentation, because Rick Dirksen joined the Western Hockey League, I think, in 1978, and I may be the only one who had any involvement prior to that, so I was just kidding him that he looks a lot younger than me after all these years.
Hey, Dennis, great. Great to see you get this recognition, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL this week.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Hey, and that's this week's show. Want to say special thanks to Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.